This is the course entitled Management and Leadership Theory. This is number one for this course. Our goal in this course is to build a solid foundation for the leader to build upon as he or she gives guidance to the organization. We're going to notice such things as the trait, that's T-R-A-I-T, the trait approach to leadership, the behavioral approach to leadership, the power-influence approach to leadership, and also the situational approach to leadership. We will notice various leadership styles that have been researched. The second topic for our lecture material will be the philosophy of leadership. Having noticed the emphasis of group dynamics and leadership roles in the secular literature of the day, it is of great interest to note that so-called modern principles of leadership are really not so modern. Let's begin our study, the introduction to leadership. As has often been said, the term leadership denotes dynamic persons who accomplish great achievements, command victorious armies, direct corporate empires from gleaming skyscrapers, or shape the course of nations. History itself is the story of leadership, political leaders and military leaders. The question is posed, why do certain leaders inspire such intense fervor in their followers? How did certain leaders build great empires? Why were there certain leaders suddenly disposed of in spite of seeming successes? How did even some seemingly undistinguished persons rise to the position of leadership? Why are some leaders so despised that their followers actually conspire to murder them? The study of leadership can be divided into three specific periods of time. The first has been identified as the speculative period. The speculative period is prior to 1920. During this period, there was no real study of leadership, just an acceptance of the idea that certain people had certain traits which caused them to be leaders. If you had these traits, you were a leader. If you did not have these traits, you were not a leader. The second period has been identified as the scientific period. This is from approximately 1920 to 1950. During these years, there was an attempt to scientifically study and define the traits that made a leader. We will come back shortly and explore the findings of this period and again gain some understanding of research studies that were done. Most of the research was on what makes a leader effective. Are there certain traits that would make a leader? What behaviors would one involve himself in to become a leader? Most of the research deals with only one narrow aspect of leadership. Nearly all studies can be classified into one of the four following approaches, as Bartol and Martin have mentioned in their book, Management: the power-influence approach, the behavior approach, the trait approach, or the situational approach. So the first period, which we have identified in regard to leadership study, is the speculative period. That was prior to 1920. The second period is identified as the scientific period from 1920 to 1950. The third period is identified as the scholarly period from 1950 to our present day. An evaluation of the information of the two previous periods reveal the era of the trait approach and added new information to the understanding of the art of leadership. Certain principles of leadership study have emerged. Number one, when great leaders were studied, it was found that each had a different list of traits. Number two, there is more involved in leadership than being born with certain traits. For example, the person must be considered. What is his personality? What is his intellect? What are his abilities? And then the group must be considered. What is the purpose of the group? Who are the members of the group? What does the group expect from the leader? And then thirdly, the situation and the circumstances must be considered. Leaders' behavior will vary from setting to setting. He may be a leader in one situation and not a leader in another situation. So when we think about leadership and determining why an individual is a leader, why one person will emerge in this situation as a leader, but in another situation, the same person would not be able to exercise leadership authority. These three things must be considered. We must consider the person, we must consider the group, and we must consider the situation and the circumstances. Before we explore various research studies of leadership, it might be of interest to consider the definition of leadership. Someone once said, four indispensables are to be found in every successful organization. They are program, organization, morale, and leadership. But the greatest of these is leadership. Why not turn this off now and prepare your definition of leadership? Now, this definition may change during the course of your study, but take a few minutes now to write a definition of leadership. When you have finished, turn it back on, and we will share some definitions that have been given over the years. Welcome back. Now, what is leadership? Well, there are almost as many definitions of leadership as there are persons seeking to define the concept. Leadership has been defined in regard to individual traits, influence over people, interaction within a group, role relationships, positions within an organization, and so forth. Here are some definitions that have been offered, and these are just some definitions that I have accumulated over the years as I've had opportunity to attend various conferences, or if I hear someone mention something about leadership, I've just jotted this information down. So these definitions have come from a variety of sources, but here are some definitions that have been offered. The behavior of an individual when he is directing the activity of a group toward a shared goal. Leadership is interpersonal influence exercised in a situation and directed through the communication process toward the attainment of specific goals. Leadership is an interaction with persons in which one presents information of a sort and in such a manner that he is convinced that his situation will be improved by listening and following the instructions given. One who is recognized by the group as having the power, relationship, or ability to direct the activity of the group. Leadership involves the sharing of information in such a way that other individuals become convinced that their situation can be improved by following the instructions of another. Someone said, leadership is getting what you want and making people like it. Someone else said, leadership is the initiation and maintenance of structure in expectation and interaction. Someone else said, leadership is a particular type of power relationship characterized by a group member's perception that another group member has the right to direct behavior patterns for the former regarding his activity as a group member. Someone else said, leadership is the activity of influencing people to cooperate towards some goal which they find desirable. Another definition says leadership is the influential increment over and above mechanical compliance to the routine directives of the organization. Someone else said leadership is to know what needs to be done, to know how to do it, and then to get others to follow. Leadership is the process of influencing the activities of an organized group toward goal achievement. Leadership is influence. Anyone who influences someone else to do something has led that person. Leadership is taking the responsibility in a group activity and leading others in the doing of that activity. Leadership is taking people where they would never go on their own. Leadership is about making a positive difference in people's lives. Leadership is the ability needed to direct a group of persons toward a set goal. Leadership is the art of carrying out on your own an assignment involving other people, the capacity to improvise when needed, and to command when necessary. Other definitions of leadership emphasize such things as the central person who is able to polarize the behavior of the group, the functional person who is able to lead the group toward apparent goals, the sociometric choice of a given group, the person who most forcibly influences a given group to his way of thinking, and the person who most thoroughly demonstrates leadership behavior. Some writers prefer not to write a definition of leadership, but rather to merely compile some aspects which are a part of a leadership role. Danny Cox, in his book Leadership When the Heat's On, describes what he calls active definitions of leadership. He describes these active definitions of leadership with these statements: to go ahead of, to show the way, to guide, to cause progress, to create a path, to control actions, to direct, to influence, to command, to be first, to be chief, to begin. Warren Bennis and Bert Nanus, in their book Leaders, has this to say regarding leadership and its definition. Decades of academic analysis have given us more than 350 definitions of leadership. Never have so many labored so long to say so little. Like love, leadership continued to be something everyone knew existed, but nobody could define. Many other theories of leadership have come and gone. Some looked at the leader. Some looked at the situation. None has stood the test of time. With such a track record, it's understandable why leadership research and theory have been so frustrating as to deserve the label the La Brea Tar Pits of Organizational Inquiry. Located in Los Angeles, these asphalt pits house the remains of a long sequence of prehistoric animals that came to investigate, but never left the area. Well, our hope is to investigate, and then to leave the area with some practical insights that will aid us in our own leadership. In almost every one of the definitions that we have shared over these past few moments, three elements are common. Number one, leadership is an ability. Number two, leadership involves working with others. Number three, leadership involves progressing towards some kind of a goal. Dr. Kenneth Gangle has defined leadership in this way. Leadership is the exercise by a member of a group of certain qualities, character, and ability, which at any given time will result in his changing group behavior in the direction of mutually acceptable goals. You will notice that one of the predominant influences on leadership definition is the concept of the group. Leadership is now defined in terms of group behavior and the precipitating or reacting behavior of the leader as he confronts his group. The concept of group dynamics is certainly not new, but the scientific research which now brings an organized focus on the concept is a recent emphasis in the total field of the study of leadership.